Here's Pastor Brian as he continues a week of questions and answers.
Hello and welcome to Solid Ground. And once again, we're in studio taking Bible questions. Today, we're going to be focusing on the subject of the rapture of the church. This is a promise that the Lord's given to us as a church, and so we should know when it's going to take place, how to be ready for it. And so I'm sure that many have questions on the subject. So we've tried to anticipate some of those. So we'll be attempting to answer the questions that you might have on the subject of the rapture. And today in studio, once again, we have Robert Jaramillo with us, and he will be asking as well as answering some of the questions on this subject. So, Rob, welcome back again today in studio.
Thanks again. It's a pleasure to be here again, Pastor Brian. I guess we have a few questions here to ask. We'll start off, we'll just jump right into this with the first question. First question we have is, what does the word rapture mean?
That's a good question, because if you went to your concordance or your index in the Bible, you would not find the word rapture. We actually have borrowed that from the Latin translation. It comes from the Latin word rapturo. We've taken that and anglicized it and have described it as the rapture of the church. Actually, Paul describes this event in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And in verses 16 to 18, it says this, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up." And that's the Greek word harpazo, which means to, you know, to grab, almost to rescue. So we're going to be caught up. And so that's where the Latin term harpazo is used in the Latin translation. So that's what's become popular. Actually, Paul describes it as the catching up. So he says, "We shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." So the rapture is when the Lord comes back and catches the believers that are on the earth at that time to be with him in the clouds, thus to be with him in heaven.
Okay, I know there's a lot of discussion on this subject, and really there are three main views regarding the rapture. Would you care to describe those views?
Yeah, this is definitely one of much controversy. And I'd first like to say that this doesn't determine whether a person truly loves the Lord or is liberal or conservative or is a Christian or not. These are in-house debates that the church has went back and forth on. And so the three primary views at this point when the rapture will take place is there's those that believe that the rapture and the second coming are one event or the same thing. Those are called post-tribulational viewpoint, where the church is raptured or caught up to be with the Lord as he's coming back at the second coming, and then they come back to the earth. The other viewpoint is the mid-tribulational viewpoint, which at the three-and-a-half-year point, there's those that believe the Lord will rapture or catch up the church at that point. A lot that espouse that viewpoint believe that the first 3.5 years is a time of persecution, but it's not a time when God's pouring his wrath out on the face of the earth. So before God intervenes in the last 3.5 years and pours his judgment out, the church is removed. And the pre-tribulational viewpoint, which we hold to here, is that the Lord will take the church from the earth before this 7-year tribulation period begins, and we will be with the Lord, caught up to be with him in the air, have our bodies transformed at that point into a body like Jesus Christ. So that'll take place all before the tribulation period begins. Now, if you want to do a little more study on this subject, one of the best works out that I've enjoyed over the years is Pentecost, called Things to Come. Because he will look at all three of these views, as well as all the views on the millennium, give the positive, the negative, and then also be able to support the premillennial, pre-tribulational viewpoint. And so his is an excellent work, Things to Come by Dwight Pentecost.
Next question we have is, what will take place during this event?
Well, as Paul says here, what's going to happen is that the dead in Christ are going to rise first, which means that the Lord is going to bring with him all those who have died in the Lord. That's why Paul is actually, that's the whole setting of it. These Christians in chapter 4 of Thessalonians, they seem to be upset or disturbed about those believers that they love, their loved ones who had already died. They seem to think, oh, they're going to miss out on this glorious event. And Paul says, no, by no means. In verse 15, he says this, For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. So actually what Paul is saying is that those who have died in the Lord, they come back with the Lord. That happens first. And so he says, we don't precede those. And then as they're waiting there in the clouds, the Lord's going to catch us up to be with him. The word precede here often carries the idea also of have no advantage over. So they're not missing out, is what Paul's saying. Those who have died in the Lord, they're not going to miss out on this glorious event. So what takes place is those who have died in the Lord come back with the Lord. Those who are on the earth that are followers of Jesus Christ will be caught up together with him to be in the clouds, and then we'll be with him forever. And Paul wants people's hearts to be comforted over this fact.
So definitely, you would say a prerequisite to being taken up in the rapture is you would need to be a believer.
Well, this is only for Christians. This is a promise that is given to the body of Christ, those who are followers of the Lord, and the unbelievers, what they're going to experience, they're going to go on into that tribulation period, that time of God's wrath being poured out, described in the book of Revelation chapter 6 through 19. A horrible time, the time that Jesus said in Matthew 24, it's a time like no other since there's been a nation.
It's still going to be a great celebration at that day. We're all going to be brought together and see the Lord.
Oh, it's going to be a great reunion. I plan on being reunited with those who love the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be able to see Paul the Apostle, most importantly, obviously, to see Jesus Christ.
So one great question that comes up, and we're going to have to ask it, is do you believe that the rapture could happen today?
Well, first of all, as I always say, it doesn't matter what I believe, but I believe what the Scriptures teach, and you need to check this out. Going back to the Word of God, I believe that all the prophecies relating to the end times have been fulfilled to the point at which the Lord could come back at any moment. So it is possible for even right now when we're sitting here for the Lord to end all things for the church age and then the tribulation period start, or at the same time, though, we have to be aware that nobody knows the day nor the hour, and the Lord could prolong this time. And actually, if you look at why the Lord's prolonging this time, it says because he's rescuing people. He's bringing salvation to those. That's why he's delaying his coming. And so I thank God that it didn't happen in 1979, or I wouldn't have been one of those believers or followers. So I praise God for his patience. So you have to carry the balance between saying, I'm going to be ready today, but at the same time, nobody knows when, and we just need to serve the Lord faithfully each and every day. But yeah, absolutely, I believe it could take place right now at any moment, and we should all be ready and longing and ready to be caught up together to be with the Lord.
Okay, next question is, where will we go at the rapture?
Well, Paul here in 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says that we're going to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. So we're going to be where he is first and foremost, and his primary dwelling place is in heaven. So we will be with him in heaven for 7 years during the tribulation period. I believe that's what Jesus said before he left in John 14, where he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Here it's clear. We're going to be in that place called the Father's house, heaven. I believe that it's going to be an awesome, incredible place. The Bible says it hasn't entered into the mind what God has prepared for those that love him.
So that's really the hope. I mean, what the intention of the authors were in the Bible, Paul, when he wrote about the rapture, was not so much to bring up a point to argue about, divide churches about, but say, this is our hope. We're going to see God.
Well, that hope is supposed to bring purity in our life, as 1 John chapter 3 describes. A person that has their hope of the Lord coming back and being with him, it has a purifying effect upon their life. And John says this in 1 John 3, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it does not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." So the rapture of the church is one of the purposes to give us hope, but then that hope is to bring a purifying impact upon our life. And as you contemplate the fact that, hey, this may be the last day of my life, whether by death or by the rapture of the church, it brings a purifying effect that this is now the time that I need to be serving the Lord.
A lot of people wonder, is this for all Christians or only certain Christians that will be raptured?
I think that's an excellent question, and the way I've focused that within the Scriptures is that the rapture is not a reward to the church, it is a promise by Jesus Christ. That he said, I'm going to go and prepare a place, and I'm going to come back and bring you to myself. I believe the rapture, like salvation, is by grace, not by works. Now, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon those, upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. And so here is the attitude of the believer, that we are going to keep his word and persevere. And here's the promise that we will be raptured with the Lord to be with him forever.
Okay, Pastor Brian, I guess the question on everyone's mind, do you have one or two verses in the Bible where you could say, I believe these verses teach that today, right now, Christ can come today?
That's what we've referred to the imminency of Christ, meaning that there's no signs that need to precede the rapture of the church. And first of all, I'd point to the general attitude of the writing of scriptures, where people are exhorted to be ready, not to be caught off guard. That's assuming that even in that day, people were expecting the Lord to come back. And I believe we see this in the life of Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17, where it says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up. So Paul says we. He was expecting the Lord to come back in his lifetime, so he was ready for it right now, not looking for any other signs to be fulfilled. And then also in Titus 2:13, where he says, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So presently looking for it right now, not somewhere on down the road or in the future, but right now we need to be looking for Christ's return. We need to be expecting that we would be part, that would be caught up to be with the Lord. And then 1 Corinthians 15 does mention that it's going to happen in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. And there's nothing in between that has to happen from now until that point. So literally, it can happen right now, and we should be eagerly waiting, anticipating that, and to be ready for that event to take place in our own lives. I hope that the answers to some of these questions have been helpful to you today on the subject of the